Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
En la obra, el tiempo vale oro. Por eso en Lowe's tenemos ProBlock Quick Dry Primer hecho por Sherwin-Williams. Diseñado para los pros con aplicación uniforme, tiempos de secado rápido y resultados impecables. Disponible en base de aceite o agua. Ordena en línea antes de las 2 p.m. y recibe entrega gratis el mismo día. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Pedidos hechos después de las 2 p.m. se entregan al día siguiente. Válido en códigos postales electos. Sujeto a disponibilidad de conductores. Aplican más términos.
Fridays are great when you get ready to go, but nothing gets you more juiced up for Halloween than this particular theme, right? I don't care whatever movie you watched or song you like, scary theme for a scary movie, this is the one. It's gotta be. It's still. This holds time. It survives decades and decades of the number one, like, scary music theme, right? What do you think, Joe?
I would definitely say so. This and Thriller by Michael Jackson are like the two big Halloween things.
Yes, for sure. Now, Thriller is a dance song. I'm going to scare the bejesus out of you song.
Yeah, for
right?
sure.
Like, if you, tonight, okay, this happens in my neighborhood sometimes, okay? I have a great neighborhood, by the way, for trick-or-treating. I don't know if you do. I have a great neighborhood.
In my older house, we had a huge, like, just community there to do it, but now not so much.
It literally looks like the movie Halloween in my neighborhood with all the kids and costumes going door to door and all the different houses decorated. It's really cool. And I live in the city, not a suburb, and I think it's really cool that the city, you know, in pockets of the city, you can have this, okay? So in my neighborhood, there is always a house where there is somebody dressed up just like Michael Myers and having this song playing in the background. He's just standing in front of the house. And I'm like, I am not going up there.
No, that's terrifying.
11-year-old son, you go up there.
Yeah, I'll wait on the curb. 100%. I wouldn't
go
near it.
It's terrifying. It's terrifying. All right. Bills, Chiefs. It's terrifying to think about what the Chiefs' offense has been and what could happen this weekend if you want yourself to get there. You don't have to, though. You can also look at it as an opportunity for the Bills to rise up and beat the Chiefs and show that they're still one of the top teams in the AFC. I think they still are, but they have an opportunity to prove that this week. It's Bills-Chiefs. It's Chiefs week. It's the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. It's Sal Capaccio. It's Joe Cali. Thanks for joining us here on a Buffalo Football Friday. Brought to you by Salino Law. Car crash, call Salino. Call the 8s and by Crosby's Pizza and Subs. Crosby's Hometown Fuel. Game day ready. Since 1922. When's the last time Halloween was on a Friday? I got to look at that because the reason I ask is I don't think we've had a Buffalo Football Friday in conjunction with Halloween in quite a while. No, not there. I'm going back. 22? Nope. How about 21? No, that was the 29th. It was a Friday. Ooh, we're getting close. We're getting close. Still don't have it. The last time Halloween was on a Buffalo Football Friday, I am now back to 2015. Tina's a Saturday. Wow. Okay, here we go. 2014. Last time Halloween was on a Buffalo Football Friday was 2014. It's been 11 years.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
So we're intersecting. I got to give you credit, man. Joe Cali is Clark Kent, and you look amazing. You have a great outfit. You look like, have people told you look like Clark Kent? Is that why you did this?
A couple times I've gotten it, but especially like when my hair is a certain way, that's normally when I get it. But no, it was just an easy trying to think of what to throw together for the morning show because we were on the cameras, had to make the most of it, first Halloween on stream. And it was just easy enough. I could go in my closet and pick this stuff out in a few minutes, you know.
I did the same thing today. I went in my closet and said, I'm not on the stream today. So what do I dress up as? Oh, yeah. I'll go as a Syracuse football fan who's talks on the radio. That's what I'll do. I'm wearing my Syracuse orange quarter zip.
I like it.
And it's Halloween colors, right? It's orange.
It is. It's festive for the
day. And they play tonight against North Carolina. So there you go. You know, it's Bill Belichick. And, you know, that's scary in itself that, you know, you're playing Bill Belichick in North Carolina. But you know what? It doesn't have to be because they've been stinking. It's scary for me to think about the fact of losing to Bill Belichick is what it is as a Syracuse fan. Yeah. I said back in the summer when Belichick was hired, my line here on the radio station was, I can't wait for Fran Brown to beat the heck out of Bill Belichick. That will be such a great day. Since then, though, Syracuse lost their starting quarterback, Steve Angeli, and North Carolina has not been good. I do not expect necessarily to have Ricky Collins, the quarterback of Syracuse, go out there and just, you know, lay one on Bill Belichick. That's for darn sure. But they still have a really, they should win. What is the line tonight, by the way? I didn't even look at that. I got to look at this because, well, Syracuse is favored by 2.5 over North Carolina.
I would hope so with the way North Carolina has been playing. But
same thing with Syracuse, though. They're just not that good now. And losing the quarterback hurt. So that's tonight. And that's me. I'm dressed up. Owen, what are you dressed up as over there? Do you have anything? Is Owen, I don't know if he's listening to me or not. He doesn't. Is he dressed up over there?
Yeah, he was rocking Tony Soprano earlier today.
Oh.
He still is.
There he goes. He's putting the headphones on.
Yeah, he's coming.
You're Tony Soprano today? Is that
what
you're
doing? I'm doing, me and my girlfriend wanted to do a sort of, you know, a couple's costume, because of course, and we watched The Sopranos earlier this year, so we figured, that works. She's going to be
Carmella.
You
watched the whole series this year?
Oh, yeah. Watched the
it's
whole
amazing,
thing.
It's amazing, right?
Oh,
I watched it in real time when it was out, and I had all the DVDs back then, the DVDs, now everything's on, you know, different streaming platforms. Pretty amazing, right?
Oh, it was
what a great show.
It was incredible.
Okay, I've never asked you this then. What is your take on the ending?
Like, I loved it.
Okay.
I like it.
It's a very polarizing ending.
Yeah, of course. I get it. I think she kind of doesn't like it, my girlfriend, Maya. She can't stand it. But I liked it. I liked that you fell in love with these characters that were horrible in almost every way.
Yeah.
And then you don't get to know what happens to them. I loved it. I did.
And it leaves it up to your interpretation what happens to them.
It's you, whatever you take with it.
Okay.
I really enjoy it.
Do you want to reveal what you think? Do you think Tony got killed in that last scene?
I almost don't even think about it.
Yeah, me neither. I never thought he did. I never thought he did, but I've read stuff and listened to people talk enough where I'm like, I guess maybe he probably did, but I never thought he did.
I get why you would think that. Like I just watched it recently, so I have very vivid memories of it, and I think it makes sense. But I almost don't care really.
Right.
Like that it ended the way it ended, and I appreciate the just the fact that it leaves it up to you. I really like that.
It's cool.
But I think I thought right after he probably gets killed there and then remembered and thought, like, I don't think we need to even think that.
There was a scene earlier in the series where they were talking about death. He said, I think everything just turns to black. And what happened in that final scene?
Right.
Everything just turned to black, right? So it's almost like you're going back and saying, okay, we told you this is what was going to happen when he died. And he died. All right. Well, we should have a Sopranos podcast.
Right?
We could do a Sopranos podcast.
I'm just
now,
starting
you
it.
And I.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
You've done it. I did it years ago.
Right.
You just did it. He's doing it now.
That's
that would
cool.
be a great podcast to just kind of talk about the Sopranos, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
In the meantime, we need to talk Buffalo Bills football and a few other things here today on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Sean McDermott's going to join me at about an hour from now. We'll get the lowdown on injuries from the Bills. A lot to monitor when it comes to injuries for the Bills today and into the weekend. Obviously, Joshua Palmer coming back yesterday as a limited participant could be something to monitor if he's going to be ready for Sunday. It doesn't feel like that, but you never know. We'll see what McDermott says. No Daquan Jones for 2 days. Feels like that's not going to happen. Shaq Thompson is a big one here because he was a limited participant Wednesday with a hamstring injury and then not at all yesterday with the hamstring. So that'd be a loss considering he's been very good this year when he's been on the field. We'll get to Sean McDermott's thoughts on him and the other linebackers who have been full participants, Terrell Bernard and Matt Milano. Also, Matt Prater, what's going on with him? He's been limited for 2 straight days with a right calf, his kicking leg. So we'll find out from Sean McDermott if anybody is declared out for the game. That's at 11:15 a.m. At 11:30, We'll have our weekly chat with WGRZ TV2 chief meteorologist Patrick Hammer. We'll take a look at the weather in Orchard Park on Sunday. And if it's going to be it's going to be scary weather, I guess we'll throw some Halloween superlatives today, or it's going to be nice weather for you on a Sunday afternoon at 4:25 p.m. It's looking pretty good right now, but we'll see what Hammer says, because he'll get a little bit more in depth on that. All right, 803-0550, 888-550-2550 is the phone number to call here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I also have, and I want to get into this a little bit later, I did something that I'm very excited about, but I also dread. So I want to tell you about that in a little while. That's called a tease in the business, okay? I'll tell you about the tease in a little while. I did something that I've been meaning to do, and I did, and I'm like, all right, let's do this. I'm very excited about it, but now I'm also dreading doing this. I'll get to that in a little while here in the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. I want to get your thoughts, though, at 803-0550 on Bills Chiefs. How's this game hitting you right now? How you feeling? We're on a Friday. Let's get a vibe check from everybody. Bills Chiefs. So I go on I go on our Odyssey sister station in Kansas City today, and this morning, and I talk with them about this game. And they're in a commercial break when they bring me on. You know, Joe, how you call the guest and like, hey, hold on, I'll patch you through to Sal, right? They're like, hey, we'll patch you through to our host here in a minute. And I'm waiting. And they come back from the break. And the host says, hey, we're in studio today and we're all dressed up. And the one guy's like, I am dressed as, I can't remember what he said. Because then he says, his co-host, my apologies, I can't remember their names. His co-host, he says, is dressed as Chief Cheffers. That's right. The referee for the game is Carl Cheffers.
Oh, man.
The Chiefs radio host dressed up as a referee.
Leaning into the bit.
Leaning into the bit completely. And I said that. I go, man, you guys are leaning into this, aren't you? Oh, yeah, we're leaning into it. They love it. Like, it might be frustrating when you're a fan of a team or a media member, and people always going like, oh my God, they get all the calls. You're like, come on, dude, what's going on? I get it, right? Like, no, they don't. That's the Kansas City side. We say that from this side, like, look at Kansas City, all these calls. I do that. I'm like, come on, they're going to get bailed out by a third and goal holding penalty. We know that when they're on offense. They lean into it, and they're leaning into it, and they're like, ah, everybody around the country, joke's on you. You think it's like that. We're just better than you. And it's probably true.
Yeah,
when it comes down to it.
Yeah, they definitely, I respect it, honestly, because I know if it was the other way around, we'd probably be leaning into it a little bit for sure.
Yeah.
But even yesterday on the morning show, Carrington Harrison joined Jeremy and Joe, and the first thing he says was, you know, it's always fun to come on and preview the Super Bowl with you guys in November.
Wow.
And I'm like, whoa. Like, wow. Shots fired right off the bat.
I mean, that is, yeah, see, that's what I mean, like, you know, over the years, we did a little history yesterday on the show, right? We did a little history, Bills, Chiefs history. One of the things about the history of these two teams for me, and I'm going back to when I was in high school and going to games. One of the things I've always said, and I still believe this, is
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus. From Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them. And you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman. New season streaming November 16th. Only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. And with no long-term contracts required, you can change your setup whenever your business needs change. Protect your business with powerful features designed to keep you in complete control. Get round-the-clock audio-video recording for non-stop protection. Stop scrolling through hours of footage. Find almost any events efficiently with AI search. Keep an eye on up to 4 camera feeds at once across all your locations for total peace of mind. Get trained security professionals to monitor your business around the clock and request emergency when needed. Ring Business is easy to install yourself or let our professional installers do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. running it. Ring Business. Business security that works for you. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring Business page on r.com for more information.
Honestly, Chiefs fans are some of the nicest people in the league. Like, they're really nice people. Midwestern hospitality. Anytime you go to Kansas City, now you might get a bad, you know, moment. You might have some bad apples. I'm not saying they're all incredible people, right? Or moments in situations. But I remember when Chiefs fans would come to Buffalo back in those days, in the 90s, in the playoff years and the Super Bowl years for the Bills, and I always would say, man, the Chiefs fans are just nice people. I always remember that. And I think the same thing about that now. But I will tell you, they become a little unbearable at times after all this, right? Because, yeah, they've been a little like, you know, they get the nose up in the air and they have scoreboard. They have scoreboard, especially on the Bills. They've beaten them in the playoffs. They've gone to the Super Bowl. They've won Super Bowls. They have scoreboard. But they become a little bit irritating and annoying. Maybe not as much as Boston fans in that regard, but we're closer to that situation here. 803-0550 is the number to call. Let's get to Mike, who's first up in PA. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Sal. I don't have anything about the Chiefs. So I'm just hoping that we do win the game. But I do have 2 points for you. A friend of mine's son just committed to Syracuse, so you'll probably look forward to seeing him play running back or wide receiver. His name's Jermaine Anderson Jr.
Where's he from?
So he's from York, Pennsylvania.
Love it. I love it. That's awesome. I love that. Not the season we hope for because of the quarterback going down, but he's going to be well taken care of by Fran Brown. He's a great, great man and a really terrific football coach.
Yep, I look forward to seeing him and his career, and hopefully he graduates from there to the Buffalo Bills. So
All right.
See what happens. But I got a question for you. With the uncertainty with Mike McDermott possibly, you know, being let go from the Miami head coaching job.
Mike McDaniel.
Maybe Mike McDaniel and Joe Brady getting elevated or maybe getting terminated. I don't know. Maybe there's an open spot at the end of the season for an offensive coordinator in Buffalo. Would you entertain the thought of Mike McDaniel working with Josh Allen to get some an offensive guru behind him?
I would not love the hire specifically for that. I mean, I don't think that Mike – I think Mike McDaniel's a very smart offensive guy. He's mostly smart in the run game, by the way, not the pass game. That's what he's known for. He's mostly smart as a run game coordinator. Really, really sharp. He's from the it's funny. No, I'm going to say no. I don't think that'd be the best choice. This is way down the road. I hate talking about this stuff because who knows what's going to happen, right? But let's just say Mike McDaniel was on the open market and the Bills needed an offensive coordinator. Mike McDaniel comes from the Mike Shanahan tree and Sean McVay, right? Which is great. They've been great offensive coordinators, but they have a run game system and a system that a lot of quarterbacks can succeed in. It actually doesn't highlight the quarterback like Josh Allen. I'll tell you, the guy that I think if that were to happen, the guy that probably gets the best look and the quickest look is Davis Webb, who's learning right now in Denver under Sean Payton, and he was here in Buffalo as a quarterback on the Bills roster and was under Brian Daboll, and I think that's the guy. But to answer your question, it's like I don't dislike Mike McDaniel, but I don't think that's the right fit necessarily if that were the case. Let's go to John in Massachusetts. Hi, John.
Hey, Sal. How you doing?
Good.
Just want to talk about – I like that the Bills made it – you know, everybody was barking after the Atlanta game. We'd make some type of change. And you know, Sean McDermott kind of sounds like he helped out or maybe took over the play calling, however you want to put it. Made a change there, which I really liked. So I thought, honestly, over his entire term here in Buffalo, I think maybe one of the best years the defense was 2023 when he was calling all the plays. I just really like him as a play caller. I thought, I mean, it's one sample size with the Carolina game, but I just thought everything looked a little tighter, a little better on that side of the ball. So I think that's going to help us out. I mean, I'm a believer on the offensive side. I'm kind of just sitting here. I think, you know, whether we add a receiver or whatever, I think offense is going to be fine. But my biggest thing with, you know, getting over the hurdle with the Chiefs is they just have so much more experience on both sides of the ball. Andy Reid calling plays between him and Spagnuolo. It's like, what, 80 years of experience. And then we have, you know, not putting anything on Babich or Joe Brady, but it's just, there's a little they have a lot more experience there, and they've seen everything. They've seen every look. They know what to dial up, when to dial it up. You know, that's a huge, huge difference maker. I think McDermott calling the plays is going to help us out a lot. And then also, I don't know, it was maybe a couple of years ago, you liked one of my messages on X. I asked if you wanted to play a little golf. So maybe next year when the Bills play the Patriots here, I'm a couple of towns away from Foxborough. Maybe we go out and play a little bit. Maybe it's nice weather in December. We could get some golf in and some temporary tins. But just wanted to call in about the play calling and go Bills.
Oh, you got it, man. Listen, I have a, if you want, I have a website. It's Sal Sports Media, and you can contact me through there. I have the email, and then that'd be the best way to go about doing that and setting that up if it could ever happen. Thanks, John.
Sounds good.
Yeah, you got it. You got it. And I do. I have an email there. So go to Sal Sports Media. You can kind of check it out and all the different things going on. But listen, here's the deal. Couple of things. Number one, I actually agree with that. I think that, you know, if one game, small sample size, is any indication, it felt like the defense was a little bit more settled and calm, and they dialed up the right things at the right times. And I know Sean can say, McDermott that is, that it's in conjunction with Bobby Babich, and that's fine, but it felt like he was more involved, and he didn't outright deny that he wasn't calling plays, even though he said it's a joint effort. And I do like that heading into Kansas City after what I saw against Carolina. 803-0550 is the number to call. All right, let's get connected with our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop online at northtownkia.com. We got some, speaking of X, at Sal Sports. All right, Matt says, bro, with a head-to-the-face SMH to me. The Chiefs, and he wrote it in all caps, so he's yelling it. The Chiefs statistically get more favorable calls their way than any other team. Is that true or not? I think, isn't like the overall picture not true, but it is true, but maybe in critical moments they have? I'm not sure.
Maybe.
And didn't they get one against them in the Super Bowl that went against them from the Eagles?
I think so.
Or was that the other way around? I don't even remember.
I don't either. It wasn't memorable enough, though. It wasn't.
They got one of their favor against the Eagles, maybe, because the Eagles blew them out when they played again.
Yes.
Okay,
that's
so
right.
Yeah. Here's what I want to say, Matt. Maybe you misunderstood me. What I'm saying is, I don't disagree that, like, I lean into it. I say it all the time. I said this, Matt. Like, whenever the Chiefs have a bad play, I'm looking for a flag. Whenever a team stops them, I'm looking for a flag. I don't disagree with you, Matt. It has that perception. What I'm telling you is, though, I try to stop myself from going there because I just think watching sports, knowing sports, and knowing how things work, it just kind of gets to become more of a perception. I think there have been statistics done on this, and it's not like they are, like, what do you mean by more favorable calls? I think that's the rub there. Like, I don't know. There's stats on this. Either way, I'm not trying to rally up and say I don't agree with it at all because I have that perception, too. I just don't know if my own perception is the reality. Thanks, Matt. Appreciate that. And then Bills backers of Kansas City said, Sal, a little unbearable with the Chiefs fans. I'm going to disagree with that. I'm like, wait, you disagree? He said, I'm disagreeing with the little bit part. There you go. Yeah, for you, babe. I mean, you got it, right? Bills backers of Kansas City. You're out there. You know. I get it. Let's go to Craven in Buffalo. Ooh, disagreeing about Mike McDaniel. What do you got, Craven?
So, Sal, I'm listening to you.
Yep.
And I disagree with the David Weber with Mike McDaniel. You're talking about having a better quarterback in Mike McDaniel's system who is more built to run with a quarterback that can, you know, be 100 times better than Tua, but when the play breaks down and he can get out the pocket, things that Tua doesn't seem to, you know, be able to do on a consistent basis. And then you got the running game with James Cook, so you wouldn't even have to change the system. Plus, he would have you get more speed in our offense.
He would have to change the system. He would run his system, and that's not the same system. Look at what the... Hold on. You just said you wouldn't have to change the system. He would. He would run his system. And his system is not built on... If you want to hire an offensive coordinator because of plays breaking down by the quarterback, that's a hard pass from me. Like, the whole thing with Tua is it's a timing offense. It's a rhythm offense. Like, that's what his system is.
Right.
And I don't want that with John. I don't need that. Look at Craven. It doesn't matter. It's not. I disagree. I I'm not telling you he wouldn't be a good offensive coordinator. Maybe he would. Maybe he'd be the best one ever for Josh Allen. I just don't think that's the right fit with this quarterback compared to what his system is. If you put you look at the 49ers and what they do, they churn these have these system quarterbacks like Brock Purdy. Mac Jones comes in and runs it. They don't rely on these. It's not quarterback centric is my point. I want a guy and a coordinator that makes it more quarterback centric if that's the case.
Yeah, but if you get quarterback centric, what do you think McDermott wants? He wants run first and then pass. Run to set up the pass.
So then you're telling me it wouldn't matter.
It would matter with the fact that McDaniels is a run first coordinator.
Correct.
He's a run first coordinator, but he has more speed. And you got Allen with a better arm than Tua. And when the plays break down, you know.
But he runs it on. He's a timing system. It's not the same thing. I disagree with you, Craven. Thanks for the phone call. I wouldn't think he'd be the best option for the Bills. But, guys, we're talking about something. Why are we talking about changing a coordinator? Why are we talking about things that might happen in January right now, other than maybe these two teams matching up in the playoffs? All right, because someone brought it up. 803-0550. We'll take a timeout here. We got Sean McDermott about 11:15. Coming back after this timeout, I did something I'm very excited about. I'm also kind of dreading. I'll explain that when I come back here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You think you understand how this business works, but you don't.
Landman, TV's biggest phenomenon, returns to Paramount Plus from Taylor Sheridan, co-creator of Yellowstone, starring Billy Bob Thornton.
You have to know the rules of the game and bend them, and you really have to know them to break them.
Demi Moore.
I want success. Get it for me.
Andy Garcia, Ali Larter, and Sam Elliott.
You don't even know the game you're playing, do you?
Landman, new season, streaming November 16th, only on Paramount Plus.
Ring Business puts you in control with protection that's flexible, secure, and easy to set up. No long-term contracts required, just security on your terms. Take control of your business security with Ring Business. Get 24/7 audio video recording to capture everything and look for specific moments efficiently with smart AI search. Install it easily yourself or let our pros do it for you. With Ring keeping your business secure, you can focus on what matters most. Running it. Compatible subscription required. Additional restrictions apply. Visit the Ring business page on r.com for more information.
You've finally broken loose from work. Three friends, one tea time, and then the text. Honey, there's water in the basement. Not exactly how you pictured your Saturday. That's when you call us, Cincinnati Insurance. We always answer the call because real protection means showing up, even when things are in the rough. Cincinnati Insurance. Let us make your bad day better. Find an agent at CINFIN.com.
This podcast is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. You can't predict sick days, but with Kleenex Lotion Tissues, you can be better prepared for them while helping keep your skin healthy. Whether it's a surprise sneeze or a stuffy nose, it's always good to have something gentle on hand. Kleenex Lotion Tissues moisturize to help prevent skin irritation while you're battling those unwanted cold and flu symptoms. It's extra care when you need it most. I mean, why not have one less thing to worry about when you're not feeling your best? For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.